Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Right, home from work. Walk the dog. Kids are back. Mom! Up the stairs for something. Ugh, back down. No idea what I went up for.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Chop. Sizzle. Done. HelloFresh can't slow life down, but it makes bringing everyone together around the table a whole lot easier. So it's phones down, forks up. HelloFresh. Bring back dinner time. Hello.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Hi, everyone. So in honor of Star Wars Day 2026, we're replaying our three-part Age of Rebellion game, which was initially live-streamed in 2023, but has never before been released on the Glass Cannon podcast feed. My name is Matthew Capitacasa. I originally ran this game as part of the experimental live show Glass Cannon Labs, but fair warning, this is part three of our story, so if you haven't listened to parts one or two, I would just, you know, do that first, and then come back here, because this one's good too, but you know, you probably want to, you know, make some sense. But anyway, I will leave you now to again travel back in time to a transmission restored to the Holonet. This is the conclusion of our Star Wars Age of Rebellion 3 shot. Enjoy. Oh, hey.
Hi, Matthew.
What's up?
Oh, hey.
Okay. welcome back to Glass Cannon Live, everybody. You might have thought we were done with this, but it turns out you can't let five adult men just like exist in the Star Wars universe and expect it to stop after 4 measly hours.
4 hours, not enough.
Yeah, since we stopped, I've continued playing.
Oh, well, exactly. As well you should.
I have to update everybody on your character's deaths.
Amazing. Well, thank you for being back, Rob. I appreciate you taking the time, also for role-playing the other characters' deaths in the intervening period.
Yeah.
Very thoughtful.
Gotta have something to do.
Well, I thought we'd do something today. We didn't really go around and introduce ourselves last week because we wanted to jump into, you know, the massive recap. But I thought maybe we could go around today and just talk about the color of your lightsaber.
Personal.
Oh, wow. This is a little bit personal. I thought maybe after three sessions we could get, we'd have an answer. And Skid, I'm going to start with you only because I know you actually have a lightsaber.
I have two.
You have two. Yeah, two. Skinmar, what is the color of your lightsaber?
I have a blue one and a red one. So I think, but I really like the red. I know it's supposed to be evil and everything, but that can't. There has to be room. Like, you can't judge a man by the color of his lightsaber.
No,
I don't think
all this time.
I mean, yeah. It doesn't make sense that only the Sith have access to the red gems, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make it like.
Well, that's a byproduct of pouring all of your hate into the Kyber crystal, Matthew, that then turns it red.
I am sorry.
But there's other things that can turn stuff red other than hate.
Sure.
It's true. Blood.
Beet juice.
Like a.
Beet juice.
Yeah. A lens.
Yeah.
A lens. A little, like a little filter.
A gobo.
A filter.
What is it called? A gel.
A lighting gel.
Yeah, let's put a gel in there.
All right. Well, Skid is evil to his core. Troy, what color is your lightsaber?
So mine is green because it's my favorite color. And also because I loved in Return of the Jedi when he was swinging the old greenie around. And just last week, I discovered that it was changed after the fact to green, that it was originally filmed and shot blue, but then when they were watching it, they're like, it's hard to see, so they changed it to green after the fact. Just found this out. So it's really not even a real lightsaber.
Wow.
Yes.
I like the green because it leaves some room for ambiguity as to his moral state, because he may be drifting over to the dark side. Like, maybe green is like an intermediary color between blue and red.
Well, he abandoned his training.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Joe O'Brien, you have a smirk on your face. And there it is.
Yep.
Because
cool.
Oh, I didn't see it. God, the sound is so good.
Ethan and I once dueled with those, his two lightsabers, in the kitchen, the tiny kitchen of our previous studio.
We did. That was really fun.
Man, there's a great photo out there somewhere of Sydney and Anne Richmond, like in the complete darkness with just those two lightsabers, like lighting sides of their faces.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that was cool.
I just took a BuzzFeed quiz. It tells you your lightsaber color just now. I looked it up because I don't know what the colors mean. I don't know what the colors mean. Which, the first lightsaber that Luke has, is that green?
Blue.
The first one is blue.
That's blue.
His father's lightsaber is blue.
Father's lightsaber.
Yeah.
And then the one that he builds himself is green.
Right. Okay. So I got it reversed. Anyway, I don't know what they mean. I just took the quiz and it had like a dozen questions and they were kind of intense. It's like, and I just answered quickly and I got blue. Blue is your lightsaber color.
Okay.
You match your eyes.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Rob, we've had very front door answers so far.
I'm pissed. I feel like Troy took mine, including like all the reasons. It's like, I will always equate the green one. Like when R2 shoots it out of his head and Luke grabs it and ignites it. It was like the first time anybody had seen the green one in, you know, this is the third movie at that point. No one had seen a green lightsaber. I like the minds that were blown, you know, have aftershocks through the decades. And so I think I always go green. Although, you know, I'm playing Jedi Survivor right now. Not right now. That'd be rude. one second, guys.
How is it?
It's awesome. It's so cool.
I've been dying to fire it up.
It's so great. But, you know, at a certain point, you can, like, just pick your light. You know, you can just, at any moment, change your lightsaber color. I think once you get to, like, a workbench, which are inexplicably littered in, like, the forest floor. A workbench for me to fucking put on my poncho or whatever. And I'm constantly switching it out because it's, like, I get so, like, bored with the one. But I think if I, like, had to stick with one for the rest of my life, it would be green. For Jedi.
Yeah, I had a green one. As growing up, I had there. That was the one you could get. You could get either Darth Vader's red one or get Luke's green lightsaber. And that's the one I had until I was dueling with my good friend in his backyard at an age that probably I won't care to admit.
24.
Yeah.
24. And we were back home for Thanksgiving. We're like, I want to break out the lightsabers. I had purchased a Darth Maul lightsaber, which was vastly inferior to my green lightsaber in every way.
I had one too. They were crappy, but
they were really crappy. But anyway, I was wielding the Darth Maul bow staff double-sided lightsaber, and he was wielding my green lightsaber, and I stabbed him through the stomach, and he got angry and slammed my green lightsaber onto the ground and broke the blade off.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Real Sith move.
Classic Sith thing to do.
Wasn't that always a thing, though? It was like un-Jedi-like to like stab someone with a lightsaber. That was that's something.
Well,
I remember
if you got into like the
fucking right?
Like, yeah, there's like the guidebooks that would be like the different stances and like what they all mean. It's like somebody had a lot of time.
But it was
I'm glad they got paid to do that.
It was not chivalrous.
Yeah,
it was against the code of Jedi ethics to stab with a lightsaber.
Better to elegantly lop off a hand.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Or just cut someone in half. That's a pretty Jedi.
Right. Just yeah, that's totally fine.
That was the difference. It was against the code to use it as a thrusting weapon, but it was fine as a slashing weapon?
That's what I remember hearing as a kid. They're just like, you can't stab with a lightsaber. Like,
that was probably just your friends not wanting to get stabbed by you while you're
probably. I don't know, but this was just always one of those things that gets set in your head. You know, I have no idea if it's true, but it's something that I've just always taken as rote because. But I don't know. Maybe
I just love that Joe just brought it back to Pathfinder. Wait, you can do slashing but not piercing damage?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to distinguish between like, were you never supposed to cut someone down? Is it always supposed to be like used for defense and chopping objects in half? Like, what the hell was it for?
No, I can't imagine. I mean, look, Obi-Wan fucking right out of the gate is in that cantina lopping off arms.
Yep.
That's true.
He's sort of a lapsed Jedi at that point, though.
Yes, the Jedi are all but extinct.
Yeah, he's like, no one's judging me anymore. Fuck.
I feel like I just watched a YouTube video about the when in episode one when Qui-Gon plunges his lightsaber into the door, like the blast door, like the amount of energy required to do that was like it would require like nuclear fusion.
This is impossible.
Yeah, the second people start peeling back the layers, they're like, well, scientifically speaking, I don't know if the space wizard could shove a laser sword right. into a door. Okay.
There's yeah, a I just remember loving that scene. I remember thinking it was so cool, like after coming through all like my experience of the original movies with lightsabers. I'd never seen one used like that. And it's just slowly like molten, melting the metal on the other side. I was like, this seems like exactly what would happen if you did that.
Yeah. It was a very sweet part of the experience because that was a part of the movie where you still thought the movie was good. Because it's like 10 minutes in, you're just like, this is the best thing ever. So you didn't know yet.
You knew what lie ahead.
I think it holds up. Whatever. I'll fucking say it. I don't give a shit. I'm into Phantom Menace. I think it looks great.
I actually had this discussion. I think like you got to give props to Phantom Menace for at least trying something interesting. It's just weird. Sure. Like a trade dispute. Like,
especially
okay.
going back now. And watching it, it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, there's some real weird decisions that I think are super cool.
George Lucas is a strange guy. Like, even if you just look back at the original Star Wars in the context of other movies at the time, that is a very weird movie.
It's a weird movie.
It's very weird. Yeah. And
even in like the context of his own filmography, it's a weird movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's also, I was gonna say, there's a book I gave as like groomsman present at my wedding that's, it's Randall Monroe, who did XKCD, which is like little web comics about science.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically as legitimate scientific answers to absurd questions. So the lightsaber one might have been his, but there's one that's like, what would happen if you threw a fastball that broke the speed of sound? And the answer is a nuclear explosion. So oh, wow. It was like, let's say you're standing on the pitcher's mound in Wrigley Field and you threw a fastball that broke the speed of sound. it's like the ball, like the friction of the ball in the air, like
splits an atom.
Yeah, wow. basically like blows up the stadium.
Man, just exposed one of the many plot holes in the movie Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
But so many atom bombs in that movie.
One of the many, many bottles in Rookie of the Year.
That movie was
I hate that fucking movie. I hate it. The worst thing about that movie is like...
That's because you were like 23 when it came out.
No, it's true. But as a baseball fan, because there's a moment at the end of the movie where it's just like they need... they're playing the Yankees or something, and the Yankees just need a home run to like win the game, and like he's throwing, and the guy, the villain Yankee hitter, like hits the ball. It's like it's going, and it hits the foul pole and deflects like out into the foul territory. They're like, oh, it's a foul ball. It's just like one problem with that. That was a fucking home run.
Yeah.
If it hit the foul pole, it is a home run. Uh-huh. Your movie is over.
Uh-huh. but the kid's tendons healing in such a fashion that he can throw 100-mile-per-hour fastball.
That I had no problem with.
Yeah, okay, all right.
that was fine. That was fine. Yeah.
I'm being corrected in the chat is the what if thing is speed of light, not speed of sound, which makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense. I was going to say, I heard a fun speed of sound factoid the other day, fun fact, that is the cracking of a whip is actually the whip moving faster than the speed of sound. That's Whoa. What makes the I've cracking sound. That's why it just happens in air, is because the tip of it moves so fast that it breaks the sound barrier.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You want to play some Star Wars?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, I do, dude. I got this pile of multicolored dice. Let's do this.
All right, let's start with Destiny Pools. We got to build our Destiny Pools.
Oh, that's right, man. God, this game is just fun every time.
So everyone roll your white D12, your forced die. And
Remember last time we started, I mean, in the hole.
You did. I had to make some poor decisions to get you guys out of the hole.
One black
for Troy.
Another Joe, what'd you black get? For me.
Oh, black for Skid.
I got two light.
Me okay, too, go. Baby.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So the
prophecy balance has been brought to the force.
Yeah. Midichlorians are fucking through the roof right now.
I do love the robot chicken where it's like, why the force? That's just little top particles in your blood called midichlorians. And look, if you're not going to take this seriously. All right. So the pool stands at four light points and two dark. So good balance there. Good balance there.
Question.
Yes.
The overall pool, you have probably said this before, but like, how does it work in terms of the max of the pool? Like, it's just based on the die rolls. So like, can you have only a 4-point pool for the session?
Yes, you could.
Oh, cool.
You could also have an 8-point pool for a 4-player session too, depending on how you roll. So
we had 7 points last time.
It's true. But they were all dark.
And they were all dark. Yeah.
You know what I've always wondered about it is, let's say like, can you, the GM, and we, the players, use destiny points on the same, like at in the same moment? I would imagine no, because that feels like that would be cheap, right? If we're like, well, we use a destiny point to do this, and then you're like, well, I use a dark one to upgrade this.
To downgrade it. Yeah.
I think it says specifically in the rule book that only one destiny point can be used for an action.
For like a check or
you
whatever.
Can't, you can't just keep like, so well, you can't just keep
piling right. Okay. That makes
it just
sense.
Seems like, even if it didn't, it would seem like exceedingly poor form. Like the GM be like, actually, I'm going to downgrade.
Well, no, you're not.
So just to remind you, four things you can use for your destiny points for: upgrade an ability die to a proficiency die, make an opponent's skill check more challenging, so upgrade the difficulty die to a challenge die, any special abilities or talents that require them, or luck / Deus Ex Machina stuff. Like Joe used it last week to realize he had a comm jammer on him.
Right. And so we can fire that at you.
Yes.
We can add a challenge die to your role. I didn't think of doing that since the bottle caps never worked that way.
You can convert. Yeah. You convert one of my difficulty dice to a challenge die.
Yeah.
All right. Next we got the duty roll. So I get to roll this one. All righty. Let's see what I get.
Where are we sitting at? 40? We're still at 40.
You got to get under 45. Yeah. We're still in the same adventure. So I haven't given you any, you've completed of the modules. I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. Of the modules, various steps and chapters, we'll call them, you've done one.
Mm, great.
So,
well, I still think you should give us XP after every lab session so that we can just keep leveling up.
Oh, I rolled a 15.
Oh,
we got some duty.
Oh, that's big news.
Yes. So, okay. So all of you increase your wound threshold by one. Sorry, just Joe, Troy, and Skid.
Hell yeah.
Oh, really? It goes up?
Yes, so you can. Cool. That's what the benefit is. Your tales of your exploits have managed to reach the reach Alliance Command, and they're like doing the Mr. Miyagi nod at the end.
Actually. Give them more wound thresholds.
Allow them to raise absorb their more wound damage. And Skid, I rolled in your randomly distributed range, so you increased by two.
Wow.
By two.
Hell yeah.
Dude, let's get in a bloody fight. Let's go.
Killer robots.
You're in a kind of sticky wicket right now. Okay, so that's duty. And now let's do obligation for Rob.
Uh-huh.
Oh, almost. I rolled a 27. And your score is 15.
So. All right.
you can get hurt just as much.
Great.
All right. So, yeah, everyone good? Character sheet wise?
I think we're good. Yeah.
So,
all right. So last week, if we can jump into the crawl. Last week, our intrepid rebel strike team, PRCL8, a droid sniper played by Skid, Eli Cavendish, the human quartermaster played by Joe O'Brien, Grex Gremchuk, the Mon Calamari.
Gremchuk. Oh, my man.
Wait, I have to correct my notes here.
Don't go.
A Mon Calamari spy, and Vongar, a Wookiee hired gun. After assuming control of the Imperial listening outpost on the jungle world of Onderon, which is Whispernet base, as you know, which was set up, just to give you everyone a little bit of a recap on this too, was set up by the sector's Moff Dardano, as a way to spy on his rival, the Imperial Navy Admiral Corlin. But you guys took it over and found some technologically savvy hippies in a nearby village to help you staff it and keep it running. But then you received a message from Alliance Command that they were sending a specialist to assist you. But by the time you received the message, he or they had already not arrives at the appointed time. So something went wrong. So using the base's signal intelligence, or SIGINT array, you're able to intercept chatter about a ship being held by Imperial Customs due to some issues with the cargo on board. And you induce that this ship was your contact. So you all took speeder bikes to the capital city of Aziz, and you decided that it would look less suspicious to the Imperial sentries at the city gates. Aziz is a walled city. You split up. So Grex and Eli pose as Imperial officers, and despite some intense Imperial racism,
was so fun.
You managed to get through.
And then, do we not bleed green?
Well, like, give him the papers.
And then Grex almost blew up the whole thing by deciding to go Shakespearean on the racist asses. I'm endangering the mission. I shouldn't have come. But all seemed well. And then Vongar posed as a merchant or trader, which wouldn't be unusual for the city's merchant's quarter to see, even though the Empire is very racist, but to see non-humans amongst the merchant's quarter would be pretty not remarkable. And you strapped a disassembled CL-8 onto your back and talked your way through, though apparently not quite good enough because you soon noticed you got a tail. Oh, and by the way, we joked that the spy was Garindan or Grindon's brother, Marindan. But of course, it was very stupid. Garindan is a Kubaz from the world of Kubindi, and I feel like a fool for not mentioning that at the time.
How embarrassing.
I didn't want to say anything.
It was pretty embarrassing. But anyway, so you came to the Imperial Customs House, but you found it guarded. You noticed, though, that you could maybe sneak into the Customs House through one of the neighboring buildings. So Grex and CL-8 attempted to slice into the warehouse next door, but you set off an alarm. Meanwhile, Vongar got made by Marindan, the Kubaz spy, and chased him down into the market and eventually vivisected him with his vibro greatsword. The stormtroopers guarding the customs house noticed that something was amiss, and they made their way over to the warehouse to investigate, and CL-8 easily mowed them all down, basically in one round, as I recall.
Yeah. It was like that part in Rogue One, where the guy comes out with a heavy weapon and all the stormtroopers come running out.
Yes.
It was awesome.
It was like that.
Both times. Both instances.
Meanwhile, Eli managed to jam all comm traffic, which prevented Marindan from contacting his superiors about who you might be. But then he had the grave misfortune of stumbling directly into an Imperial officer emerging from the customs house. The officer quickly overpowered him and put him in binders, put him under arrest, and dragged him into the building. And then Grex, for some reason, decided to flee deeper into the warehouse next door.
Because he didn't know what building he was in. Troy was just sending emails the whole time and not listening to the story.
Yes.
Well, no,
shouting the code word.
He shouted the code word that he was supposed to hear. But you are in a lift headed up to the roof.
He got to the roof, didn't he? I just remember the last image of him screaming to the heavens with a mustache.
Oh, no! I'm gonna jump from this roof to the next.
I, by the way, had to the next day like show my 8-year-old that whole sequence because I told him about it, and I just was like white knuckled the whole time because I couldn't remember who was swearing or not, especially me. It was, like that was the bigger issue. Was like, am I gonna fucking drop an F bomb during this situation? And I did it, and it went over like gangbusters.
Did he laugh?
Oh, he's losing his shit.
I was walking down the street.
That guy with the green hat is so stupid.
I was walking down the street to the studio the day after, and I was just thinking about it as I was walking, and I just almost collapsed on the sidewalk laughing so hard.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of where you all are, so why don't we just dive in?
Great.
The guy's name.
So let's pull us out of initiative order.
Please.
Yeah. I don't know how to otherwise resolve this, but so let's start with Eli.
Okay. So Eli is just like, bam! Like he just sees like the blood and guts of the Imperial officer like splatter onto him, right? And onto the wall because doesn't CL-8 take him out?
Did take him out. Yes. You are currently not under arrest.
He takes him out one shot. And so he's just like, it like shakes like the blood off of the back of his side of his face and his ear. And then he's in binders. So he turns around. And I guess he can see CL-8, who had to have a clear line of sight to be able to make that shot. So
yes, CL-8 standing on like this, the stoop of the warehouse next door, just like blaster rifle smoking.
Yeah. He's going to look down at the body and see if he sees keys to the binders. If they work that way, I don't know. Do Star Wars binders
have keys?
There's
no keys in Star Wars, Joe.
I thought that might be the case. Is it sealed with his mind?
I'm going to say
there's key cards in Dark Forces.
That's true. There are key cards.
The yellow one, red one.
Thumbprint, love it. He's like, CL-8, help me. Help me get this thumbprint onto these shack binders. And he sits like kneeling down next to the body, like inching up to the thumb, trying to like hit the dead thumb. Oh, and looking into the building, does he see like more guards coming or anything like that? Or...
At this moment, you see nothing, but there is a door. It's like a short vestibule, so there's another door.
Okay, so there's no one there, but there's another closed door. I can't see into the customs house
you cannot.
Any further. Okay. So he's just like, CL-8, help me, please, help me.
I will free you from your imperial captors, meatbag.
And Bongar, you are in this area too. There's a crowd of people who are watching this. Like, you have not... this was not subtle. So there's a bunch of people. Like, everyone took cover when the blasters started going off, but everyone can kind of see what's happening.
Yeah, Vongar tries to, like, hide his vibro greatsword, like, behind his back. Like, just Wookiee whistling. It's just still sticking up, like, up behind his head. Some snout hanging off of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you kind of, like, clean through the snout? Like, half, like, you bisected his head?
Yeah.
Let's say that. I knew this was coming.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
There it is.
All right, so you guys, CL-8 and Vongar, you go help Eli. Meanwhile, Grex, you emerge onto the roof of the warehouse next door.
Perfect. I am going to attempt to leap to the other building.
Okay, give me an athletics check.
It looks leapable, right? Isn't a crazy.
As long as you don't roll terribly, you're fine.
Have a jetpack.
My athletics aren't great. What's the difficulty? Or how many purples?
It's going to be an easy difficulty. So one purple.
I got this.
But you have to, you can, if your athletics aren't great, remember you do your brawn with, you take the number of green dice for your brawn and then convert.
You want to use a destiny point just to make sure you don't fall on your fish face?
You said, I have two green. I think I'll be all right. He just stares at the, is there like a door on the other side of the building?
There's like a little New York City hutch that has the single door leading into a staircase. One of those.
Completely unaware of what's going on, he just stares at the door and says, "This one's for Dalgo." I can't remember what any of this shit means. I think I got 19 successes. No,
all right.
Explosion is a success.
Explosion is a success.
I didn't get any of those.
Uh-oh.
Come on. I think my advantage was canceled out by my the triangle correct. Thing.
Yeah,
the triangles. Triangle the triangles are failures.
Negates the explosions.
All right, so it's just one failure.
No advantage, just failure.
And my advantage was canceled out by my hexagon.
So you're saying just failure?
Just failure.
Because I would, I feel like the Nash would kill me if I killed off Rex. Let's say you make a running start to leap and you trip halfway there and just fall on your face in the building and take one's two straight.
Well, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Can I pitch you a fun idea?
Pitch it to me.
Because I think that you, if you read the rules, they totally work this way. It's like he can fail that check, but you don't want him to fall down between the buildings. Like he can jump and clear the building. And then, like, a stormtrooper can just come out of the door.
Yeah.
That would be more... I feel like that would be more like threat.
Way
like,
more
that
thrilling.
Would be threat for
he
me.
He fails the thing that he was trying to do.
That's what
I think. It's like the base level. And then you color in.
Taking two strain is pretty bad.
Yes. Yeah. You already took some strain.
Oh, my leg!
Yeah.
My X-Hack!
My X.
I've got it early molting.
He's just Zoidberg, like, or just Beckenbaker.
He is Zoidberg. He's just Zoidberg.
He's just Lance, and he's.
Would you like to try again, perhaps?
Oh, so I didn't make it?
No, you
fell. I just fell flat on my face.
You fell flat on your face. You took like three or four running steps and just tripped and fell.
How embarrassing! Let me get a running start. This one's for Dalgo.
What's the triangle again?
Jeepers, that's God, failure. God.
All right, two failures and two advantage.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Are there any explosions on these green dice?
All right, save us all.
So, I thought I made it over there and got too straight.
No. You failed.
The thing you've attempting to do.
So you back up, try to do it again, and you get a little farther, and you fall on your face one more time.
Son of a bitch!
But this time,
it's 3 feet away.
But this time, you manage to dive, roll out of it, and don't take any strain. That's your advantage. You come
on, Vongar's just, oh my God.
Do you guys hear something? I keep hearing some sort of frustrated garbles.
Cut to the sky, the office in the skyscraper across the street. A bunch of people sitting in a meeting in a boardroom, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I think quarter three is really going to show an increased return." And you're just in the background. This is Mon Calamari.
Yeah, complete silence. You just running and falling.
Someone sharpening like a Star Wars pencil. Just like looks out the window,
failing to make a 3 foot jump twice.
All right, give me one more roll, and then we're gonna.
Well, maybe you need to spend destiny points. Maybe it has to be your destiny to make this 3 foot jump.
Use the force.
What do I turn a green to a yellow?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Everyone talks about this ubiquitous force. Let me see if I can use it.
Use the force, Dalgo.
One success, two advantage.
All right.
Okay. There it is.
You take a running start, careful not to trip over your own flippers. And this time you do a beautiful like Air Jordan stride across the buildings. And like for the advantage, you do for no apparent reason, you end in a dive roll and pop up standing again. And then one guy in the office across the way was like, wow.
He got it on the third one.
You got it on the third one, everybody.
Third time's the charm, eh? Anyway. Okay.
So that's 5 minutes. Meanwhile,
the guy looks out the window and just goes, the force is strong with that one.
Blue lobster.
The force is strong with that Mon Calamari attempting to jump onto the roof of an Imperial customs house. That's probably nothing.
It's probably nothing.
All right, the three of you, you're in the vestibule of the customs house. You've gotten Eli. You used the dead Imperial officer's thumb to unlock the binders, and now you're all standing there. What do you do?
He's holding his leg. He's got a blaster hole in his leg. Is this something you just got to deal with, or is there like a quick bandage situation, or...
I would bet you have a stim pack on you.
Stim pack. Yeah, okay, yeah, I do. I do have a stim pack. Okay.
Because the base was well stocked, so it would be weird if you guys didn't come with stim packs.
And I apologize if I don't have it on hand. Is it like what is it, like 1d8 or something?
I think it's just remove. Hold on.
I think you get 5 back.
It's just a flat 5.
It's a flat.
If you were to use one again in the same day, it would be 4 and then 3 and then.
Yes,
three.
I remember that rule.
Oh, yes. Wow.
I think Rob's right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Great.
So I just get 5?
Just get 5.
Heal 5? Beautiful.
I'm going to look it up in a minute.
Chat is confirming.
Yeah,
flat 5.
Flat 5.
Yeah, the
Rob got it. Perfect. Got it. Perfect.
Yeah. First one uses 5. Second is only 4. Third is 3.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he'll pull out this stim pack and just into his leg. Ah! And then it heals the wound. And he is good to continue on. What do we do, CL8? Do you want to go into the customs house?
I think we should continue our search for this Dalgo person.
Yes, inside the customs house.
I've heard a lot of talk about him.
All right.
See what all the fuss is about.
Definitely the name of the person we're trying to find.
Wait, was his name Dalgo?
Oh, definitely.
I didn't think so, but there seems to be some confusion.
It's not the code word. It's a a lizard you can ride in the Star Wars, in our universe.
Ah, I see. I cannot distinguish between biological organisms.
That's fair.
Philip, the CLA moves the world just knowing that you're just like a carbon-based life form in front of him. Could be anything, really.
Yeah. Where is Grex? And he's looking at Vongar.
I don't know if Wookiees have like dog ears where they can hear better.
CLA was the one who was with Grex at the time.
Oh, Vongar takes CLA. Out his communicates.
Like, let's just call him. And then it's like, nothing's working.
Oh, that would be me. That's my fault. Hold on. I think I can turn this off. And he turns down the comm jammer. And now we could contact him. Grex, where are you?
I'm on the roof of them near my building.
Wait, the warehouse?
I made it here in one jump.
The warehouse?
No, not the warehouse. I'm on the customs building.
The jump, is it easy? Could anyone make it?
Yes. Anyone could make it in one easy try. Especially force users like me.
We'll be there in one moment. And I'll turn to the others. We're going to the roof, the warehouse building. We can get across that way rather than walking through the front door. And he'll start running toward the warehouse.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, okay. So we're going to go back.
Speedily covering the distance between the...
Hold up.
Oh, did you have something?
I'm with you now.
As he runs by the Imperial officer, though, he's going to... he's going to stop, do a double take, and then reach down and grab his blaster.
Okay.
Well, that's actually a good point. Can we search him? Does he have a code cylinder, kind of a key situation on him?
He has a key card on him.
They played all those dark forces.
You nerd! I love it.
You've noticed the crowd has started to take an interest in you, though.
Yeah, exactly. We're running. I'll start firing over the heads of the crowd to get them away from us.
Pew, 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 pew.
All about your business.
Nothing to see here.
All right. Eli thinks quickly and fires over the heads of the crowd. The crowd scatters.
He doesn't really. But I'm glad that Vongar, I could just see it as the Wookiee just like kneels down, grabs the key card. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then we'll run to the warehouse and up to the roof and jump across easily.
Without everyone rolling.
Everyone give me an athletics check.
Yeah.
Everyone give me an athletics check.
And I going off of Troy's experience, this was daunting, right?
No, this... Yeah, this is four. Was it four purple?
Believe me or not, that was one purple.
One purple.
It was an easy roll.
Okay, here goes Eli. One success.
Great, you make it.
He gets across.
I got two successes and two advantage.
Wow.
Okay. I will resolve.
You use
that.
The rocket jets on the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
Did you have any strain? Do you have any strains, kid?
I did not.
All right, then take a boost die on your next roll.
Yes.
And Rob, how'd you do?
Five successes and an advantage.
Whoa, okay. That right? Because you're like super
athletic. Yeah, because you're brawny.
Just like, yeah, just full on. Like, doesn't even run.
Any...
Just is like standing there and just like standing jumps.
You take like one Wookiee step across the across the building. Do you have any strain?
I think I do because I took some to do some cool move. Yeah, I've got one. So
all right, so recover one strain for your advantage. Okay, you're all on the same roof now. You're all together, and there is that one door.
He'll look at Vongar. Eli will look at Vongar. Just be like, the door.
I'm on it.
Yes, use your human strength.
So, Vongar does a gentle jiggle on the handle. Just open it.
It is locked.
Fair enough.
try. Is there a key thing?
There is a key card scanner there.
All right, puts the key card.
Bad A.
Nice. Ahead of you is a staircase leading down. It's very narrow, so only you have to go in single file, but it is leading downward.
Okay.
Go ahead, Wookie. We'll be right behind you.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. They won't know how many people are behind me.
Bongar will go first.
Okay.
We shall go in single file to hide our numbers.
Skitty, you cool going second?
Yep.
Okay. What do you want to do, Troy? All the way in the back or third? I have no battle skill whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with either. I just want you to have that information.
Yeah, I actually wonder if I should go first just in case I run into anyone. I can talk my way out of it.
I want that to happen.
Actually, Wookie, let me go first. Just in case.
You got it.
So you've got your mustache. None of you and Grex and Eli, you're not wearing your Imperial uniforms anymore, right? You changed the phone booth?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. You make your way down the stairs. You're going to go down. You get to a little landing, go down again. You get to a little landing, and then there's a door.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
On day three of leftovers for lunch, have a day off. Switch it up with a double cheeseburger for $2.49 on the McDonald's Saver menu.
Leftovers left the chat.
Talk about saver satisfaction. Served from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Fees apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability.
Head to the coast in Abercrombie's latest summer drop. It's short season, and their new Seafade shorts add the perfect wash look to your fit. They're so easy to throw on and pair with everything in your closet. Complete the look with a new shirt and you're set. Prep for summer with Abercrombie in the app, online, and in stores.
Let's listen at the door.
Okay, roll perception.
I love the idea of him saying this to the three of us.
Shouting back up the echoey staircase.
Do I have any difficulty?
We just find out that Grex is like really hard of hearing. That's why he's always like screaming.
His hearing is attuned to being underwater.
Right, right.
That's all the Mon Calamari we see are shouting all the time.
He's not used to sound waves not being hampered by water.
Yeah. Well,
it's actually easier here in the water, but yes, exactly.
Oh, all right, fair.
Any difficulty, die?
Yeah, let's call it an easy difficulty.
Okay, I'll still find a way to screw it up. All right, I got a triumph, two and one advantage.
You hear multiple weapons being armed behind the door.
That's a big triumph.
Okay.
He turns around.
Cut to the office building across the door, and the boss, like the manager at the head of the board table is on the phone. He's like, yeah, they just like jumped across the roof. it seemed like it was really easy for the Wookiee, the Mon Calamari, to work up to it.
I like that more and more people are up at the window like with coffee now, like kind
of all just watching.
All right, he turns around and in his quietest voice says,
"There are many of them. They have weapons. There's only one thing we can do. Stand back.
And he wants to open the door and just fall in like he's dead.
Okay.
Eli's got his blaster out. He's like,
get your ink ready.
All right. So you can open the door and then just fall down.
And just fall in like a dead body.
All right.
And so open the door.
And he's going to use an old calamari trick. Mon Calamari,
the old dead fish
that allows you to slow your heart rate to the point where it is undetectable.
Just give off a stench.
It is something only amphibious creatures can do.
All right. Of course, that's how it works. So roll me a deception roll, and I will offer you a boost die on that. It's going to be a hard deception roll.
Okay, so that's three purples?
Three purples. But I'll offer you a boost die if you take one damage, one wound from the fall. Like, if you're like, I'm not even going to protect myself, I'm just going to fall flat on my
face. Hell yeah, that was the plan. Yeah, I want to really look like a dead fish.
Really sell it.
They called us the Dead Fish Gambit!
What color is the boost die?
The blue one, the blue
D6. Oh, sweet. So I've got two yellow, a green, three purple,
and a blue.
One of these blue ones, which we've established aren't that great.
There's also destiny points available.
I'll take a destiny point as well!
And what is that, another?
Change the green to a yellow.
Change the green to a yellow.
So I got three yellows, which I don't even own, so here we go.
All right. Dalgo, be with me.
Now he's gone.
Dalgo, lend me your strength.
That's how all religions start, in the blink of an eye.
It totally is.
This is probably pretty accurate, since it's quite the gambit. It's one success with one disadvantage.
One success with one threat.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I still got another yellow to roll.
Ah.
One threat, I'm sorry, yeah, not disadvantage. And that one was canceled out, so it's just one success.
Awesome.
Okay, so...
takes his damage.
You guys back up the stairs a little bit. Grex opens the door and just falls flat on his face so hard he takes the damage from hitting his head so hard.
Green blood comes out of his mouth from the wound and burns the floor.
It burns the floor, a little hole in the floor. ahead of him are 15 stormtroopers.
What?
Yeah, you were caught. You were alerted. You took a while to organize, and they alerted that they're the forces that you were coming. But they see. All right. So for the threat, take one strain.
I didn't have any threat. It was just.
Oh, it canceled out the threat. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, great. So yeah, so the stormtroopers, all of them, like blaster carbines, like just carbines. Oh,
When he opens the door and falls in, Eli is going to shout in his best Imperial impression from when we first came in the door. He's just going to say, "Got him! Help us with the body."
All right, roll deception.
We're having a good time. They should be walking out with their arms, with their guns off, Matthew, is what I'm saying.
This is a hard roll.
You're a hard roll to deal with. Hard roll. All right, I'll do a destiny point.
Okay.
Because, yeah, if we can get any advantage over 15 stormtroopers, we've got to start. Because it's already like the ship has sailed. He's inside the room. So.
It went well.
Sounds pretty good.
There are thousands of things on every die, and it is a net nothing.
Nothing. So failure.
Yep.
I hate that. I hate that nothing is failure.
15 stormtroopers start firing at Grex's dead, fake dead body.
And my corpse!
Unloading on him.
Roll a thermal detonator.
I'm kidding. They know this is a ruse immediately, and they start firing into the doorway.
You had to open your mouth.
All right, let's roll. Everybody, roll initiative.
I rolled three successes and three failures, but a pain in the A.
What's initiative again?
You have your choice. You can either roll cool or vigilance.
Cool or vigilance.
Vigilance.
They're both.
And it's just however many successes you get?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, advantages are tiebreakers.
Okay. I got one success, two advantage. I got to start looking at my special powers.
Great. Joe, what
you
got?
Two successes. One success for me.
How many advantage?
Zero.
All right, so you go after Troy. Rob, what'd you get?
I got two successes and an advantage.
Okay, great. Skid?
Oh, God.
I got two advantages and no successes.
Okay. Then I'll roll. Oh, one success and a triumph.
Well, triumphant.
All right, so the stormtroopers will go first for the triumph. Okay, so the stormtroopers just start shooting wildly into the doorway. They're not aiming at you, Grex. They're like, the blaster fire is like going straight over your head. It's like blowing chunks off the stairs and the stairs below you. But you're not. None of you are in sight, so they don't hit anything. Okay, now any of you can go. You can choose what order you're going to act.
CL8.
I'll go first. All right, so CL8 is going to just like step into the door frame and go auto fire.
All right,
with this heavy blaster rifle.
They're going to be in, let's say, medium range. So this is an average shot. It's a pretty big room. It's like kind of the top floor of the customs house, and it's like, well, it was. If you want, it's like an open plan office area. So there's a lot of desks and things about that you could take cover behind if you were to get into the room. And the stormtroopers are all kind of positioned behind the desks, shooting at you.
Okay, so you declaring auto fire is an additional difficulty die for me. So that is. Three.
Is it an extra purple or is it a black?
I think it's an extra purple.
I think you're right.
Sorry, I'm trying to remember.
What's it called? Autofire?
Autofire. Yeah, it's an additional purple die.
Okay, great.
And for every two advantage that I get, the fire hits an additional target. So
great. Well, these are minions. These are going to be minions, so we'll figure it out.
Okay. All right, so, and I have a boost die from my advantages, my last roll. Now, oh man, that is one failure.
Oh.
A bunch of advantages, but no successes.
All right, so if you want, do you have any strain or wounds left?
I have plenty.
Oh wait, just kidding, you had a boost die. Throw a boost.
Yeah, I rolled the boost. Hold on. One success.
There you go.
One success.
And
all right.
One success and two additional targets.
Okay, give me a damage roll.
Okay, that's 10 each.
10 each. Okay. Your damage is so preposterous.
You don't even have any attachments on the gun or anything, right?
I know. I really want some, too. I want to get the scope. I want to get the flame attachment, like all this stuff.
All right. So, okay. So that's 30. Basically, you mow down like four stormtroopers. You're just like, and then he's like,
die, Imperial scum.
Okay. Who would like to go next?
I'll charge in there.
All right.
Okay. So I've got this Wookiee Rage thing, which is if I've suffered wounds, I add a damage. So is that still like, because I'm wounded, does that still apply? Or is it like, you think it's like I have to take wounds during the combat and then it triggers?
You got me there. I don't know Edge of Empire very well, so... I think if you still got wounds, I'd say you're still angry. Like, we're still in the heat of battle. Yeah, okay. Why not?
All right, great. So I'm going to I'm going to frenzied attack, suffer a strain to upgrade an equal amount. So I've got one rank in it, so I'm going to upgrade my shit. And it's melee, so...
So you're going to have to move to get there.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to charge in.
Your medium range, just check my...
Yeah,
to get from medium,
can I get engaged?
I think you have to get engaged, yeah. So it's going to be two maneuvers, right? Am I wrong about that? One to run to close, one to close to short, one to close to medium. One to close to engage, I'm sorry.
Sure. Take your word for it.
Yes.
So I would take another strain in order to do that.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, so Vongar yanks at his vibro greatsword, just charges in, blaster fire, just got all of him, he's like dodging blaster fire left and right. Okay, Grex or Eli?
Sorry, Matthew. I was gonna spend the extra strain to do the additional.
Oh, you should do the additional attack.
Maneuver and then attack.
Great. Sorry, I misunderstood.
It's all right. Can I? Is it? I can't remember. Engaged. Is it one or two purple?
Engaged, I believe, is always average. Melee is always average.
Always average. Okay. So I'm gonna swing at these dudes. Okay. So let's see. That canceled. Okay, so I have a success.
Great.
And three advantage.
Three advantage.
Wow.
Ooh.
All right, roll me your damage, and then we'll see story-wise how the advantage might come into play.
Okay, well, it's I'm going to crit. Crit. Because I only need two to crit. And I don't roll anything. I just do my brawn, which is four, plus the great sword, which, as you know, is so seven, and then I'm adding a one, so eight, and I think it's just eight. It's nine. It's nine.
Okay. All right. So you and plus the crit.
Plus the crit. Which do you want me to roll?
No, because this is a minion group, so when they suffer a critical injury, you just reduce the wound total by one member's number.
Okay. So, oh, and I forgot to add the success as also a damage, so it's actually 10.
10, great. All right, so what you come in, you just charge in through blaster fire, drawing your vibro greatsword, and you take one massive swing. You behead one stormtrooper, you slice off the arm of another, and then when you pull your sword back, you just drive it into the chest of one more and just kill three stormtroopers right there.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
I'm so angry.
Okay, Joe, Troy.
Oh, nice.
I just had a question about the room. Like, what is there an exit here? How many stormtroopers are still standing? Are there like computers around?
There are six stormtroopers still standing. Yeah, there are computers. There's like, it's just like desks. It looks like this would have been where a bunch of, you know, customs officers worked, but now they've all cleared out, and the stormtroopers are people are crouching. Stormtroopers are kind of set up behind desks. They're kind of, you know, waiting for you.
Okay. All right. So it seems like we just got to kill them to get out of this. But they still think I'm dead.
Yes. And you were lying face down.
We don't want to screw up the ruse.
Well, it's just
stage.
I'm thinking I could use stealth where they're not looking at me. They're just firing at you guys to try and do something, but I don't know what I could do.
You can roll, if you wanted to roll stealth to kind of get over behind a desk, I'd let you do that. A droid stepped into the doorway and just started firing and killed a whole bunch of them, and then a Wookiee came running through and murdered a bunch more. So
yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I was thinking like where they're not looking at me, stealth over to one of the consoles.
Great. I would say, let's say it's average because there's a lot going on.
Okay, so that's going to be two yellows and two greens.
And two purple.
Two yellows and two purple, no greens. Here we go. All right, that is going to be two successes, one disadvantage. Or one threat. I keep saying
okay, so yeah, you are able to, you kind of like roll over and then army crawl over to one of the desks, and you pop up. And the computer has been blasted through the console there.
What disadvantage? All right, so I get over there, and yeah, I just kind of huddle under the console.
All right, that's you have an action if you want to do, or another maneuver if you want to try moving again.
I have another maneuver. Just don't know what I can do. Like, all of my skills are combat based, but I'm really not that good at combat. I have a decent brawl, and I have a combat knife. So maybe I'll just pull out my combat knife and try and stealth into position behind a storm, you know, nearest stormtrooper that can't see me.
All right, great. Give me another stealth roll.
Same average?
Yeah, we'll call it average because there's a lot of blaster fire happening.
How about three successes, one threat?
Nice.
Okay. So, yeah, you're able to stealth over to like to a closer desk, and there's a stormtrooper kind of like right on the other side of it. The threat, I'll say... you suffer a strain doing it.
Okay. But I've got my knife at the ready now.
Great. Okay.
So there's no degree. I'm sorry. I just have a hard time wrapping my head around this. There is no degree of success or failure outside of, there's advantage and threat. That's what determines a degree of success or failure. Otherwise, it's just the result of a roll is success or failure. You're not interested in whether we have three or one or like triumph.
If it's like an attack roll, right? Like you would count every success as another point of damage, I think.
Yeah.
And triumph, combat. Obviously that's a crit. So that can, that has additional effects.
Okay, cool. Eli will, I mean, he's just still in the hallway, so he will come around the corner and raise the Imperial officer's blaster and just pew, pew, pew. His eyes are blinking as he's firing. And this is average because it's medium distance, right?
However, I am going to spend a destiny point to turn one of those difficulty dice into a challenge die because I want to keep the economy flowing.
That's buddy. That's a good time to use it.
Where are we at now? Where's the what's the pool at?
Four dark, two light.
Okay.
Dude!
Oh.
Eli! What? Two successes, one advantage. Look at your challenge die and your other purple.
Yeah.
Nothing. Sorry, I can't. It was nothing. So yeah, I mean, amazing. This kid has no business hitting anything. And he just did is it an extra point of damage? With the extra success or an extra, like
it's two points of damage plus, plus whatever the blaster is, right?
The blaster's five.
Yeah. You have it. So it's a light blaster pistol you picked up.
Yeah. I assumed it was a light blaster pistol. So 5 points of damage plus another two because of the extra success.
Yep.
All right. So seven damage and an advantage. Can I reduce a strain?
Yep. Sure. You can also, so you can reduce a strain. I'll give you the option. You can reduce a strain or you can add a boost die to the next allied active character's check.
I'll do boost die because I got strain to spend, bro.
I'll do
a boost die.
Okay, great. So Skater or Rob, I assume one of you is going to go next after the stormtroopers. Then you can remember that boost die. However, it is the stormtroopers' turn. So they are going to fire at, they were going to fire at CL8, but then Bongar stepped in to just start mowing them down with a Viper Grid Sword. So they're going to go after you.
And he's a big target, too.
Yeah. He's a big target. Blaster rifle. Ooh, they're not bad with their blaster rifle.
Rob, can we please hear some Wookiee while he's getting fired upon?
Uh-huh. And I'm going to spend a force point or destiny point to upgrade one of my dice.
I love it.
Bring it.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So I rolled three successes, one triumph, three failure, and one threat.
Wow.
So you succeed.
So I succeed. Oh, you did.
I do crit because the triumph can stand. The triumph stands alone. Okay, so they're going to crit you, Rob.
Okay.
I still count my successes even though they've been negated, right? For damage purposes.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah. So it's going to be 13 wounds.
Japers!
Oh my god! Sir.
And
look at Rob's face.
You immediately suffer two strain.
Okay, that's the crit. Okay, hold on. So,
do you roll on the when do you roll on the table? On the critical table?
I'm just using my NPC critical table that I have here.
Oh, okay.
I just have a quick question. Matthew, are you making these rules up as you go? Or
No, they're just
13 DiMaggio?
Yeah, they're using blaster rifle.
Don't worry, it's only 11 rules. With my soak.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm seeing in the chat. It's only uncancelled successes, so it's only 10 points of damage, 10 wounds.
Okay, now we're talking.
Ooh. So now we're down to 8. Because
you get lit up.
Okay.
And then I took 2 strain, and I've officially been critted.
Yes,
because that affects my Wookiee rage.
Oh, right. Well,
I am so raged right
that
now.
Was the stormtroopers' turn. The stormtroopers' combined turn. So who is, now it's your guys. You can go in whatever order you please. The destiny pool currently sits at 3 light and 3 dark.
I'll go.
Okay, so you get a boost die, Troy.
I got a boost die.
Whatever you're about to do.
All right. From Skids.
All right. If I'm
for Joe's success.
From Joe's,
All right, I'm going to try and do this because I've got a new power that I got when we leveled up, but it only will come into effect if I can get a successful hit. And I'll need to spend a destiny point should I do it. So I'm not going to spend a destiny point on the attack. However, we've established that the stormtrooper can't see me. So I want to move to engaged and try and stab him in the neck, bury my combat knife in his neck. Okay. What kind of difficulty? Can't see.
It's melee, so everything is average.
Everything's average. You're average.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Ball sack. It's just nothing. It's one success was canceled out by a fail, and then two advantage canceled out by two threat.
Oh, and no, it's so funny. Like, you want to tell the whole story every time instead of like just being like, no, it's fail. You know, like
nothing. I'm trying
this
to think
how close it was.
The dice are so dramatic in your face. But.
So yeah, because where there's no threat, it's not like I stab and he turns and looks at me and we start dancing. Like, do I just get like delayed in my like distracted? I don't know.
So let's do it this way. The stormtrooper at that moment was kind of like, he was like, he had his back, he's leaning up against the desk. He's like sitting against the desk, taking cover. And we were kind of like, the camera is looking at him. Yeah. And just behind him, this Mon Calamari is like, just trips and falls.
His leg's still hurting from those missed jumps.
Yeah, he said, rises up, combat knife about to drive into his neck, and then he just disappears out of view.
That hurts.
Did you roll your boost die?
I didn't roll my boost die.
Wait, what is the boost die?
Blue D6. So blue. Skid.
No, I understand that. Why does he get one?
Because Skid got an extra advantage on his last.
You did, Joe. You
got that's a hit. That's a success.
Yeah.
How come I don't roll that?
No, you give it to the next ally.
The next ally. Okay.
All right. So I got one success, and then I'll spend a destiny point for my new power called Soft Spot, which allows me to add my cunning to the damage.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Cool. So total, that's going to be 6 damage.
Nice.
Okay. So.
Rock plus 1 plus 3.
So you rise up. So you rise up. Trip, but then recover. And then you're just like, he's like, grab him around the neck and just shove the knife into his throat. And I'm gonna say you get in between the helmet and the little like black turtleneck piece of the stormtrooper uniform, and you kill him.
Oh, like, yeah. Amazing.
Your soft shell spot.
You know what you look like to me? You look like an infiltrator.
That's what he is. Yeah. That's what he is. He's the best in the biz.
Fakes
best
his own
in
death.
Yes. Soon to be Jedi.
Use the force of the blade. Of the blade.
All right, who would like to go next?
I'll go because I think it'll be pretty inconsequential. So he'll keep firing, though he is excited because he hit a stormtrooper and he was like, this is like the greatest ever. And so he fires again and fails.
All right, he fires, he misses.
That fires and misses.
Choo, 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 choo. Steel8 and Vongar.
I'll go.
Do it.
I'll go. All right, so I'm going to... Is it still medium range?
Still medium range. So there is Vongar in the way, and now I'm blanking on what that means. I think you take a setback die. You take a setback die to this roll.
Okay, so I'm going to aim. Spend one action to aim. I am going to activate auto fire. It's going to be a difficult shot, but... Okay, that is a success with one advantage.
Okay.
So, wait, hold on.
40 damage.
Yeah. So it's 10 points of damage.
Okay. Just a one target.
Yeah.
All right.
What a pathetic round, CLA.
I know, it's terrible.
All right. Because
of the setback die.
You pick off another stormtrooper. You catch him in the eye. His eye, like the little black eye lens, blows out and he falls over dead.
Sparks.
Do you want foam with that?
All right, Vongar, that leaves you.
All right. I'm going to swing. I'm going to hold off on taking more strain if I can help it. So I'm going to swing my shit. Two green, two purples. Got yourself a stew. Die stew. Okay. I got it. That cancels this. So one hit and one advantage. That's four to start with, plus two for my Wookiee Rage since I'm critically hit, and then another. So that's seven. So eight.
Nice. 8 points of damage. Okay.
And I'd love to use that advantage to take off a strain.
Go for it. All right. It is the stormtrooper's turn.
Wait, what did I do? Did I kill anyone?
You didn't kill anyone, actually.
What?
With their soak, you hit one. But
I've got vicious. I've got pierce two and vicious two. So pierce, I think, basically ignores 2 points of soak. Oh,
that's armor, though. Isn't pierce armor?
I think.
Is pierce armor or soak?
Are you talking about something that unlocks with advantage on the roll?
No, it's a part of my weapons, like one of the weapon qualities.
Pierce negates soak, according to the chat.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Awesome. So ignore. So whatever their...
Negate soak. Okay.
Yeah, so if they had two soak, that's ignored.
All right. So yeah, you kill. You kill one and you injure. You kill one and you injure another.
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Okay. They are going to shoot at CL8 this time. The remaining stormtroopers. Average shot. They are in melee, so I'll take a setback die. But I'm gonna use a force point to turn this into to upgrade my upgrade one of my green dice here. Okay. They are successful. Ooh. Okay. Three successes and one threat. Oh. So they will take a strain, or they can't take strain, so they'll take damage. And then they will deal damage. They'll deal 12 points of damage CLA.
Okay.
Wow.
Whew. Okay.
Do you have an option to split this damage up among the party when you're dealing with a group?
I mean... They're a minion group, so
right.
I don't think they
still just attack as one creature, always attacking one creature,
because you can attack them as one. You know, I guess that's the trade-off. Okay, it is your guy's turn. You can go in whatever order you so choose.
How many are left of these stormtroopers?
Three.
We can do this.
We got this. How many were there initially? 12?
15.
Well, are you factoring in their, like, does their damage output decrease as we chip away at the minion group?
The way I've been ruling it is, like, one stormtrooper amongst the minions hits you. Does that make sense?
And okay, yeah. Got it, yeah. And so they can do that much damage with the rifle.
Blaster rifle is 9 damage alone.
Damn!
Wow, with 3 advantage, I can inflict 1 critical injury.
You're hitting a lot more than actual stormtroopers, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of taking me out.
It's kind of breaking my immersion, yeah. Matthew.
It's not canon. These cannons aren't canon.
Well, we did have the opening scene where you were lying dead in the hall and they all, 15 of them, missed you. So I think Matthew kind of played it right on that one. They were firing in the open doorway.
It was great or something. I'm foreshadowing of my future kill.
It just, like, there was so, it was so uncomfortable for them to even look at his body. That's how good.
Like,
oh my God.
Oh, fire into the open doorway.
I mean, I'm feeling hot right now. I just got this kill. I stab in the neck. I've got my hand over his mouth hole on his mask.
Go to sleep.
And then I turn my attention to the next one that doesn't see me. And
so you want to roll stealth to get over there, and then...
Yeah, and then, again, I'm just stealthing with the knife. This is what I was trained to do.
I'm going to give you a setback die because you just stabbed one in the neck. It's still chaos, but so take a setback die for the stealth roll.
Okay. So what does that mean?
That's a black die.
One black D6.
Black D6.
Okay, and then what's the difficulty?
Average.
This is not great. Yeah, really not great. No success, 2 threat.
Okay, so 2 threat. Okay, an opponent may immediately... You know, I'll take a boost die on my next check.
Okay.
Okay. Who's next?
Puck. I was thinking about going.
What a letdown.
Can I use a maneuver to, can I use a maneuver to assist Vongar in add a bonus die to his next check? It seems like I can.
Are you finding the rule for that?
It just says assist, but the performing the assist maneuver allows an engaged ally to add a bonus die to his next check.
Uh-huh. I'm engaged.
It doesn't say there's a roll associated with it.
Do you also have to be engaged?
The game master should use his own discretion when allowing characters to assist one another. Some actions simply do not benefit from assistance.
All right. If you want to use your action to aid Vongar, then we'll say like you lay down covering fire.
Yeah, tell me what you do. Or are you just pep talking me?
So that would be the main action. I'd be basically, yeah, that's fine. I'll do that. So yeah, he's going to lay down distracting fire to one of the guys that's engaged with Vongar because he's just not quite accurate enough to hit him without accidentally hitting Vongar. So he kind of fires wide on purpose, but it makes the guy kind of hide in a way that it makes him an easy target for Vongar.
All right. Vongar or CL8, you are up.
Vongar,
I'll do it. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to spend another strain. So stressed.
I'm so stressed with this combat.
Well, especially since I have to pee. We really got to do. We got to kill these guys. We only peed an hour ago, so of course it's time.
Well, you know, I will say, and this is a credit to the game and Matthew and everything. It's like it feels like our turns are coming fast. You know what I mean? Like, you can't like get away. It's moving. Right.
So I get a boost die for Joe's shooting.
Yeah, Eli's shooting.
Sorry. Okay, I definitely got this.
The question is just how much extra damage. I guess.
Oh my god, guys! Yeah, it's. I got 5 successes. So that's 5 plus my brawn is 4. So that's 9 plus 3 for the greatsword. Is 12.
Okay.
Plus 2 more for the fucking, because I've been critted in my Wookiee rage. I've lost count.
So that's 14. You're at 14.
I'm at 14. I think I'm at 14 damage. Oh, and then another 1 for the this other thing I've got. This, what's it called? Wookiee awesomeness. Feral strength.
and you ignore soak, right?
2 points.
Two points of soak. Yep, and I've got Vicious, but that seems to not matter because we're not
doing
crit
rolls. So you're at 15. 15 damage and ignore 2 soak. I mean, I think the question on everyone's mind is, what did the boost die say?
Got me a hit. Got one of those damage, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't roll any failures. It was just 3 threat, and those all got negated.
Okay.
Amazing, dude.
So, okay. There are 3 stormtroopers left. You just cut one, you cleave one in twain, right in half. Another one you just lop off a leg. And the other one you actually do hit, but he like manages to fall backwards, not to take the full amount of it. There's still one guy left. CL8, you are up.
All right, I'm going to go. He's going to aim. He's not going to turn on auto fire. It's a single shot. And still fire. Oh, that is 2 successes and a crit.
Okay. You, Vongar knocks the eye back. You suddenly have a clear, you were waiting. You're like, you suddenly have a clear shot and you just drive a blaster bolt right into his head.
He's dead. My hit on him knocked him like into your frame of view.
Yeah, he started to fall backwards and the blaster bolt clips him. So he's like, boom, and just ball ragdolls against the floor.
So awesome. That felt like an actual Star Wars fight.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was
all cool. Right, you have cleared the room of the
we are victorious.
You are victorious.
Good.
Rob, do you want to pee? I don't want your bladder to explode.
I'm gonna pee, but you guys keep playing, obviously. You know, make good television. Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay, so yeah, you're in the customs house. There are all these computer consoles, you know, around. If you wanted to try to slice into one, like you were going to do, Grex.
Grex says, "It worked. The Dutchman's standard worked again."
I get like every third word from you, Troy.
That's more than enough.
That one I got.
To the computer. Yeah.
As quickly as possible. Like, you know, we feel like we're alerting the whole place. There could be more stormtroopers swooping in any minute. So, yeah, we want to slice into the computers and see if we can get a sense of where they hold people that are in that are being detained in the customs house.
Looking for someone named El Dago.
I mean, that's it's just completely wrong.
Scanning for a last name, Dalgo.
Who's doing this? Who's going to try to slice?
I'll slice.
Okay, great. Give me a computer's check. This is going to be hard.
All right. Well, I'll need a destiny,
assist?
John.
Yes.
Okay. I have one yellow and two green.
What do you have, John?
I think we're having
audio issues, by the way.
Check one, two. Check one, two.
Resetting microphones.
Hello.
Good.
Hello.
Everybody good? Okay.
No longer choppy. No longer choppy. Good now.
Okay, great. All right. So to catch
high fidelity.
High fidelity. To catch everyone up, Eli attempted to slice into one of the consoles, rolled successfully with Grex's aid, and was able to find there is a prisoner being held in the holding cells in the basement. His ship is being held under impound at the spaceport for suspicious cargo. There were weapons on board, and he also discovered that his key card is all access, but it will not allow him to open the holding cell doors.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's the same for the key card that I have. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one we're talking about.
Okay.
Can I see if there's anything in the plans that indicates a like air filtration system or something that we could move through to like get to the basement without walking through the main floors? Can we crawl through the ducts or something?
I'll just tell you, there's a lift. You're in an open area on this floor. There's a lift that you can see that would go straight down to the holding area.
Okay.
Does any of the stormtroopers have unusually large heads?
would you like to spend?
Oblong.
Yeah.
Would you like to spend a destiny point?
Matt Code Monkey, thank you for those gifted subs. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well,
appreciate
that. Thank you. You can't wear one either, so it's fine.
In the Star Wars Lego game, you try to put it on the Wookiee and it just sort of like, it just sort of perches on the top.
I think the ruse is up at this point. They know they've been hit. You just killed basically an entire battalion.
I don't think you should try it. I still think you should carve out giant eye holes on either side of the helmet.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, like, I don't know from a meta standpoint. It's not even meta, really. It's like, if there was another way around this that wasn't eventually just descending into firefights within the customs house, this leaves us like our faces are going to be everywhere in this freaking city now. You know what I mean? Like we can never come back here.
Is there like a parking garage or is there like a, you know, like, is there a government livery of, company cars, essentially, like
you would expect.
An escape plan.
You would expect there's a few air speeders down parked out back.
Okay, great.
Maybe a couple speeder bikes.
Well, I was hoping to get back to their ship and get our weapons too. We'll see.
If we could get back with that, that would be ideal.
Yeah,
I mean that is something you could think about. But the other thing is like a ship leaving a spaceport is easily followable. So yeah, you could have to, like, and you want to you need to conceal your.
We got to get back to the base
positioning. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get in the lift and take it down to the basement.
All right, so you get in the lift, you take it down to the basement. You get down to the basement. You open the door. Let's say the lift opens. There's two sentries standing guard there.
Wait! Before
we
the doors open,
we
I
throw
use
the
a stim
heads
pack.
Of 15 stormtroopers into the hallway.
You want to use? Okay, use a stim
pack. Yeah, let me
use
a stim pack during this downtime. While I was peeing, Vongar, you know,
great,
took his own cue.
Oh, actually, yeah. If anyone could repair me, that would be awesome.
Oh, because you don't have the droid version of Stimpaks on you, right?
I don't.
Like repair kits or whatever.
How does that work? Can I attempt it? And if I fail, like I'm not trained in it. Like if I fail, do I hurt
it's a
you
mechanics
more?
Mechanics check, right? Or a
who's got the best intelligence? That's what it goes off of.
I have a 3 intellect, and so I have 3 green dice in mechanics.
Yeah.
You could use a destiny point as well.
Wait! I can fix them. I know the inner workings of these machines like I know the back of my mandible claw. Sit still there, Percolate.
Help.
4 successes, 1 advantage.
All right. Wait, did you roll
no,
any?
No, I didn't roll any purples yet.
Oh, yeah. See how it says, oh.
Okay, see page 232 for more on droid repairs and mechanics.
I refuse!
Okay.
You need some emergency repair patches, Matt Code Monkey says.
Yes.
No,
they
not
benefit from
models.
Repair patches and a similar patch of
skin.
Kid, how wounded are you?
I'm over half down.
Okay.
So emergency repair patches only heal 3 wounds per use, although their viability does not reduce over time. So why don't, I'm gonna use one of your destiny points to say you came prepared with a bunch of these repairs,
which we obviously would have. Yeah,
or we
just
found some.
So and then the mechanics.
Some guy's hoarding them like fucking hand sanitizer during COVID.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that.
So with what I'm reading, a mechanics check can restore droid wounds or heal droid wounds at the same in the same method that a medicine check would. So it's you recover a number of wounds equal to the number of successes generated by the roll.
Great.
As well as amount of strain equal to the number of advantage generated. So what'd you roll, Ron? Or what'd you roll?
Well, I don't know the difficulty. I just rolled mechanics.
Average
difficulty.
Is it average? Come on,
you can roll 2 blanks.
Although for using the emergency repair kits, I don't think we have to roll, right? Isn't it just?
Yeah, since he rolled so well, why not use both?
Right. Well, then it's going to end up just being 2 successes.
Okay. 2 successes plus.
So that's 5 total. That's great.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you, yeah,
he's good to go.
All right, so we'll go downstairs. We open up. There's two sentries, and you're in front there, Grex.
Die again.
We've used the dead fish, damn it. Now I must dig deeper. Use the force.
And he listens at the door.
It opened.
You can listen at an open door.
Shh. I'm using the force.
You listen to the 2 blaster bolts that hit you in the face.
All right.
No, I mean, they don't fire right away. They are standing there like, oh, who are you? Who are you?
Wait, there are 2 people there?
Yeah, yes. 2 sentries.
Dalgo.
Who are you?
Classic.
Would you like to roll something for that?
Kid, how?
yeah, I mean...
Charm
or
correct
social
skullduggery.
No, skullduggery doesn't feel right to me.
No, it doesn't. But they're just standing there with blasters.
Yeah,
I'll say to them, it's like,
look behind us. Do you see the corpses of your friends? You may have trained at the same academy as them. Do you want to burn with them in hell?
They're 7 floors up.
You don't even know where we are.
You should see what's going on. Seven floors
from just us. Describe it in great detail.
Take my word for it. We killed 15 of your friends.
Behind you is the wall of the elevator.
Look.
What am I?
Actually, the 3 of us. And you're like, here's the corpses of all your friends.
You should see what we just did 7 floors up. The corpses of friends you may have been in the academy with. Like that. Do you want to join them in hell?
Right, there's like 3 guys lying over a console, right? And there's another one sort of lying by a door. Okay.
It's not really deception.
It's coercion. This is coercion.
I believe it's pronounced coercion.
Coercion.
How many different I have very bad coercion.
No. You're trying to intimidate them, basically, right?
Sure.
So I'm going to say this is hard.
Okay. This is going to be laughable.
Can I Wookiee roar?
Yeah, sure. Wookiee roar.
And does that add, turn?
Add a boost die for the Wookiee roar.
You heard him.
It's terrible. 1 threat.
One threat?
The elevator door.
As you're talking, the elevator door closes on you.
You should say what we have.
We start going back up.
You start going back up.
Did someone hit a button? Did someone hit a button?
All right, you eventually open, like you end up on like the third floor with someone pressing. Like eventually got tired of waiting and they just took the stairs. So you go back down to the basement, and the doors open, and two guys see you again. They're like, "Oh shit!" Roll for initiative.
Okay,
we're back.
Have to. There was a good point by our friends in chat that are a little more well versed in the game. I think that the idea is, generally speaking, you can do whatever you want, but generally speaking, cool is meant to be rolled when you're preparing for combat,
yeah,
and vigilant is meant to be rolled when you're surprised,
like
by combat.
Sprung on, yeah. You, yeah.
Yeah, but you can kind of pick either one.
I'll let you pick either one, especially for this situation.
Perfect.
This is the same points, two green, and I rolled three successes.
Now I rolled three successes.
Two successes for Eli.
Okay.
And one advantage. Shouldn't matter.
And then you're frozen. Okay. And Rob, what'd you get?
I got two successes. That's it.
Skid, what'd you get?
One success, two advantage.
Rob, did you get any advantage?
I got no advantage, no.
All right, you guys act first. You can act, yay, in whichever order you want to.
Rob?
Wait, I should go first because he's going to go be in melee.
Yes.
So yeah, I should melee, fire so. Before he gets in my way.
That's very wise.
Just
good point.
All right, so I am going to aim. I am going to activate auto fire and unload.
I'm going to spend a destiny point to change one of your difficulty dice to a challenge dice. Good.
Okay, that is two successes and three threat.
Okay, so you hit one of them, right? Because of
yeah.
All right, give me the damage.
That's 10 damage.
All right, you blow one of them away.
Okay.
And then amazing. For the threat, I'm true threat. I'm going to take a boost die on my check. All right.
Okay.
Okay, any of you can go now. There's one guy left. All right, Vanya, are you charging?
Yeah. I'm assuming it's okay, like in one maneuver I can get to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this poor man. 3 success and an advantage.
All right, I'm not even going to bother. You don't even need to deal with damage.
I like charge at him with a great sword and like shove it through him and into the wall. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. They're both dead. You're out of combat.
I'd like to use that advantage to get a strain back.
Beautiful.
Great. All right. Yeah. So you're in a kind of, there's like a, it's a detention block. So there's cell, like they're just barred. Or no, let's make it Star Wars. There's force field walls on each of the cells as you walk down.
I hit it with the vibro sword just to make sure.
Eli will walk down. Actually, he's going to go to search them for cards, key cards that would open the cells.
They're each carrying a special key card on them.
Okay, so he'll slip one of those off, and he'll start walking down the cells, looking in.
All right, about 3 cells down on the right. You're not about 3 cells down on the right. You see one person sitting there. And when you pop in, he stands up very quickly. Do I have a description of him? No. So he is a smallish man. He's wearing a kind of a brown spacer jacket over a white tunic shirt. And he's short. He's like 5'2" ish. And he just kind of like jumps up. Hello, who are you?
I'm Eli Cavendish. I'm here to rescue you.
and the Wookiee goes, and then he goes, Dalgo.
Whereas, oh, yes, I was supposed to slip in Dalgo into the conversation. Didn't think I was going to hear it first, but sure. All right.
You're going to come up and rescue
him. It is Dalgo's will that we find you here today.
Praise Dalgo.
Oh, praise Dalgo.
Yeah, Eli goes to one knee. No, he will. He'll insert the key card to open the force field.
All right, and he steps out. Oh, I need my things, my equipment.
Yes, we know. Well, oh, yeah, we don't know where that is. We know where your ship is, though.
Probably where I left it, in the spaceport. Yes.
Yes, it's still there. Grex, did you see? Is there any record of where they put the prisoners' things?
One more look,
and he starts.
Just roll perception.
Hold on.
Let me roll perception.
What's the difficulty, Dice? What's the difficulty?
Average check.
Hold on, let me see.
One success, one threat.
You see what would be like a personal effects locker that one of the key cards opens, and then yeah, you open it. He's got a light blaster pistol and a bag and a kind of like a computer bag. He's like an IT guy. He carries a computer bag with him to go on his geek squad runs.
I found Dalgo's effects.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
What is your name?
Gab Fenro. Nice to meet you.
We're gonna go with Dalgo.
That is a beautiful name, Dalgo.
It's just some sort of acronym for Dalgo. One of those names when you jumble the letters that spell something else.
There is no need for deception with us, Dalgo. Right. We are your allies.
Exactly.
He's lying. Sure. Maybe sure. He's an Imperial.
Sure, Gave. And I wink.
Gav,
and I wink. You can use your real name with us. Let's go, Dalgo.
Come, Dalgo. Stay close.
Hop on my back, Dalgo!
Hurry, for the love of Dalgo.
I laughed so hard I hurt my shoulder.
It means everything and nothing.
It's like it's everything.
And it's God. It's the sky.
Hurry for the love of Dalgo.
Dalgo, hurry for the love of Dalgo.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Let's Dalgo.
Do you people have a plan for getting me out of here?
Well, we're kind of taking it as it comes. To the spaceport thing for your ship. Let's go.
You blasted your way in here. I could hear it from down here. How are we going to get out of this spaceport? Every Imperial in the capital is going to be on us as soon as we walk outside.
We probably killed them all by now. Don't worry.
There are speeder bikes outside. It's fine. They're close.
The Force! We should lose it!
Yes, you should. Go ahead.
All right.
And Greg closes his eyes and extends his hands.
Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da, da, da,
da,
da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da,
Yeah, Gab reaches up while you point your hand at the elevator button. Gab just reaches out and just presses the button.
Ah, a fellow Force user. See, it worked. I have much to learn from you, Dalgo.
Master Dalgo.
Master Dalgo.
Master Dalgo.
Oh my God. All right, you get up to the main floor and it's empty. However, you notice on the security desk that's been abandoned, there are
my kid's gonna love this.
There are Imperial troops surrounding the building on every side.
Oh man!
I mean, like an officer gets on a bullhorn and is like,
"Rebel scum! Exit the building with your hands on your head and your weapons. Leave your weapons behind you. There is no way out."
Is there a garbage chute anywhere?
Would you care to roll a computer's check?
I would love to roll a computer's check.
I'll aid your computer's check.
Aided. Consider it aided. Oh, wait. Yeah. All right, here we go. Average?
Hard.
You're the
Let me help a child.
You're a jerk. Okay, here we go. Come on, O'Brien, you son of a bee. Success. Oh, this is great for you, Matthew. Success and two threat.
Oh,
there is a garbage chute.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we could probably get out this way. They won't be checking that. They won't want to be down with the filth. We can run you out through there. Come on, let's go.
Gav grabs your blaster, Eli, and blasts open the garbage chute. Into the garbage chute, flyboys.
Flyboy.
All right. Rookie doesn't want to go in, obviously, smelling something.
I don't care what you smell.
Eli will dive in.
I apologize, Master Delco. I know this is beneath your station, but it's the only way out.
And Gav is like, he's like just thinking, like, who the hell did they send to rescue me? And he dives in after you. All right, so you dive down in the garbage chute. You end up actually in the sewers beneath the city.
Nice,
yeah, amazing.
What is it? Water? Because I can like swim and ship.
Oh, there, right,
it is sewage.
Mostly urine.
Yeah.
Hold on, I can breathe under here. I can filter this. It's all trash.
Wait, I have many filters as well.
Coffee filters.
Okay, so you're in the sewers beneath the city, but you have to navigate your way to the spaceport. So how are you going to do that?
Wookiee sense of smell?
Can I use a... I'm wondering if I can use a knowledge skill to, like, kind of know the basic layout of sewers, you know, for, like, where they generally... I don't know, how they generally work or how they generally dump. I'm not sure.
Just a general sewage fan?
Well, like urban planning.
I'm not an
urban
expert. Planning. I just love urban... I'm just so curious.
I'm just an enthusiast.
I just love to know where shit flows.
I mean, you could roll that. I don't know if it's going to help you in this case, because you really kind of need to figure out, like, you need to, like, map your way.
I mean, I think more than anything, we just need to move, right? Like, yeah. Let's just go.
So do you have education?
Education. No, don't have education.
All right, well, then roll an intellect.
We don't need no education.
We don't need no education. So you know, let's say, you know where the spaceport is relative to you. It's in the Merchant's Quarter. So it's going to be southwest of where you are. So I would say you generally know you need to navigate southwest.
Okay. So an intelligence roll to see how effective we are at following, like, the right direction.
Yeah, see if you can be like, all right, I memorized the map of the Merchant's Quarter, and I can... maybe figure out where we're going, and we're kind of keeping track of distance on my personal data map or something.
All right, well, that's Grex. Grex, you do that intellect role.
The Merchant's Quarter. My cousin was in the Merchant Marines.
Everyone's like,
Fun fact.
So what do I do?
Roll
anyone
three.
Anyone can give me an intellect roll. Yeah.
With the average difficulty?
I would say average difficulty with a setback die because you're underground and you don't know if the sewers are corresponding to the streets.
So two purple and a black?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what am I trying to learn here?
You're trying to learn how to get to the spaceport, basically.
How to navigate the sewers.
And I'm just remember it, or I'm reading a book?
You're using, like, you have a map of the city on your personal data pad, and you're kind of, like, trying to suss out how...
Hold on, let me bring up the map. It's very complicated.
Wait, yeah. Let me show you.
Thank you, by the way, to everyone in the chat who knows the rules better than we do for this lab experiment. Yeah, appreciate the help.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. Again. Thank you, Drowning in Blood Tears, among others. Yeah.
So helpful last time.
Asked about Core Worlds knowledge. I have Core Worlds knowledge. I was wondering if I could roll that. Matthew was clearly in a mood to say no today.
Are you in the... I don't know that you're in a core world.
Exactly. I didn't know I was either. But it might be built like a core world.
Onderon feels fringy, but I don't remember.
It does feel fringy, but let's look it up.
Yeah, but are the sewers different, Matthew?
One threat!
Oh, you know what? It's in the inner rim. So yes, Joe, if you want to roll core world's knowledge, I'll let you roll.
Yeah. And it was hard or two with a setback?
It was hard. Oh, no, I think it was average with a setback.
Like, average with a setback. Core worlds. Yeah. Here we go. Let's dance, Cabotacaza. Failure.
All right. So what I'm going to do here is you're able to navigate to the spaceport, but it takes you like hours. And night has fallen by the time you get under. You're fairly certain you're underneath the spaceport, but it's like 10 o'clock at night.
I think Eli is going to use some of that time. If we have hours, he's going to use some of that time to absorb some of the lessons of Master Dalgo. He'll ask him questions about the Force.
Does he have an applicable skill?
His place in the world. What it all means.
In the interest of time, because we have 13 minutes left, let's just say he doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about. all right, so you assume you're now under the spaceport, and Gav is like, "I docked docking bay 94. That's not a significant number, is it?"
Docking bay 94.
Oh, hey, one of the moons of Onderon has a Sith tomb.
Oh,
really?
Dude, let's sandbox that.
So cool thing about Onderon is that its moon orbit actually will intersect with
the planet
itself. So there's actually like we can get into this, but there's a ritual where you're like some of the beast riders. A
great scraping.
They kind of like go up into like your atmosphere is kind of intersect, so that you can actually like just kind of fly one of these native jungle beasts onto the moon, and there's like,
oh that's a whole cool.
Oh neat
God, right so shit. Cool.
Yes,
Star Wars is great.
It is pretty fucking great. I'm pretty freaking great. So, sorry, Rod's son.
Oh yeah, sorry,
I won't show this part.
Okay.
All right. So you're underneath the spaceport. You need to get to Docking Bay 94. What are you going to do?
Docking Bay 94.
94.
I will swim.
Docking Bay 94. I mean, we are just like covered in poop.
Yes.
Smell like poop.
Oh, it's, yeah. It's,
our faces are all known to the Empire.
I don't know if your faces are known.
Do they not have that kind of like CCTV like technology, basically?
Well, we can say like we blasted out the cameras things like they did in the Death Star.
I'm gonna use one of your destiny points to say yes, you did that.
Okay, great.
So they are on the lookout for five rebels, but they don't know what necessarily. They know there's a Wookiee. They know there's a Mon Cal. But other than that, and maybe they know there's a droid. But that's as far as their description gets.
Yeah, sorry guys, I don't have any ideas.
Well, let's start at let's go to docking bay 94, and then look near there.
Great start. All right, you want to roll me a stealth?
Yeah.
Oh,
stealth. Right, this is my best skill. What's the difficulty?
What's the difficulty?
Hard.
Can I have a booster? Since we are underwater.
You're no longer underwater. You've emerged from the sewer to climb up into the spaceport.
It's hard, so it's three purples?
Three purples.
As a triumph.
It wouldn't be hard if you hadn't blasted your way in and out of the...
Dude, Eli, success. Very improbable success and nailed it.
Are triumphs canceled out by failures?
Yes, but you still get the triumph. You can have the critical effect. That's what we did last week.
It's a failure with a triumph and two threat.
Okay.
It's horrible.
I failed with one threat.
I failed with one advantage.
My God, everybody failed but Eli.
Okay, Eli sneaks out, and he's like,
dun, 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 dun.
Coast is clear, you wave everyone through, and then everyone else is like, and you may, and there's the ship. It's just like, it's a small, small, elegant little skiff.
Wait, what are we doing with this triumph? This is a big deal.
The triumph, I'm using the triumph to say there was no one looking when you made the sound, but then all of a sudden you hear, hey, someone's here.
So nothing.
So run to the ship.
Yeah, and then that I would say there are stormtroopers that are coming after you, but they're not here. They're not here at the moment.
Oh, gotcha. So, okay.
Yeah, I guess we gotta. Yeah, I guess we just gotta go to the ship.
All right, so Gab takes the lead, and he runs up, and he like you know he scans his palm on the landing strut lower, or the landing strut, the ramp lowers, and you all. And he's like, get on board immediately.
Get on board.
So tell me, what is your plan for getting back to the base? So you're being pursued by stormtroopers. The Imperials have now know the ship, and they know what you know. So if they could, are they going to track you? They're going to send out fighters. What is your plan for ditching them and getting back to the base?
I think we blow the ship up. I think we get out of here. We land it. We nuke it. Make it look like we crashed. And then hoof it back.
Just go on foot?
Yeah. Or are there speeder bikes that we can kind of like zip into the ship and then take them to go? Take some speeder bikes to go?
No speeder bikes that you see. I mean, if you wanted to do that, you could, but there's no speeder bikes immediately available. We'll say that.
So we use the ship to get out of here and then sabotage it. Or set it on like fucking autopilot and have it just take off.
There are, if you would like to spend a destiny point, I would say there are escape pods on board.
They'll probably find that, but I like it.
Maybe we could jettison at the last possible second.
Or can we set are the stormtroopers in here now?
No, you have you know.
Can we set it to autopilot and then stay in the and then like hide in the hangar? So we set it to go and then we never get on it.
I mean, the autopilot can probably get you out of the atmosphere, but then it can't get you to light speed. So they probably would shoot it down. But that's
that buys us time though.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Or we could fly. We could get
that's
in
a
it.
Ship. We need that ship.
We Do take we? It. Fly to Yavin. And then
that's where I'm from.
Yeah, and then like they'll encounter the rebels there, like on the base, and then they'll start fighting, and we can get away in the confusion.
Well, I think we're probably Yavin's probably already been evacuated.
Yeah, the Yavin Four's already been evacuated.
Oh. Do you think you could lose them?
We go to Hoth.
I'll ask Dalgo, like if he's is he have a high piloting skill?
Great Master Dalgo, your thoughts.
He is no Gav Fenro. Is Gav Dalgo Fenro is no pilot. He can fly, but he's not particularly skilled.
Can all of you breathe underwater for hours at a time? If so, I have a plan.
Yep. Sounds good to me. I'm in.
No, of course not.
Clearly, Master Dalgo has mastered the art of breathing underwater.
Is any of you a skilled pilot?
No, I am not.
Hold on. I have piloting planetary.
Yeah, there we go.
But that doesn't count for a starship, I don't think. I think it means more like land speeders and shit.
Yeah, or like T-16s. Yeah.
Your average skyhopper.
Your average skyhopper. Okay, well, I mean, if you wanted to extrapolate from Rob's plan, like you could, if you think you could pilot the ship out of the atmosphere, avoiding all possible fighter tails, and they make the jump to light speed, you then would have to find a way to sneak on planet without being detected, but that's a strategy.
Does anyone have planetary piloting space?
No, but I mean, I think he would have, Gav would have the basics. I think it's better for us to attempt that than anything else, because even if they can follow us, even if they can track us after the jump, all of that is better than leading them back to our base in any right. way, whether it's on the ground or if we crash on planet and there's no bodies, they'll be looking for us on planet. You know what I mean? So like if we just leave the planet, it's the best way to keep the focus off the base, which is the long term goal.
Right.
Yes. Now, the downside is that, if you're going to jump into hyperspace and go somewhere and then come back, that leaves the base. You know, it's staffed by the tech savvy hippies and your friend 2R, but that's it. So you basically
just make a quick turnaround. But I think that it's worth keeping that base totally secret.
And well, the other thing at play here is tomorrow is the date of the resupply run.
I think we take it off and we make it look like it blew up. And they can't find bodies anyway because it's exploded. And then they'll stop searching for us.
First choice, best choice.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to require a couple rolls. So for like, let's Vongar, let's have you try to pilot out of here and avoid that. We'll reduce this to a couple rolls and not through starship combat.
I do have a 4 agility, so I don't.
That's probably better than my 3 for piloting.
Okay, so Skid, you're going to do the roll. I'm going to need a piloting check from you to kind of get out of the out of the city, essentially.
Okay, what's the difficulty?
It's going to be. What is the difficulty? I'll say it's average.
Okay, and can I take strain or anything to get a bonus?
Oh, and yeah, can I do something? Can I?
Can do something?
Wookiee Copilot, that's got to do something.
Wookiee Copilot's got to be something.
It's got to be an upgrade of some kind.
Let's make sure I'm just doing these rules right. Hold on.
Some sweet Skrillex playing right now.
Yeah, seriously. Some Skrillex here on Onderon.
Someone's saying use the cooperative rule.
Yeah, I'm trying to read it.
Well, someone can co-pilot for a boost.
Okay, let's just do that. Co-pilot for a boost. That's the easiest way to easiest way to rule it. So yeah, so you add a boost die for your Wookiee co-pilot.
My long arms.
Okay. All right.
Hold tight, Delgos.
Okay, I got a 3 successes and 1 advantage.
What'd the boost die get?
A success and an advantage.
Oh, all right. That's like the best.
Amazing.
Side.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say you're able to pilot out of the city and you're able to lose your tail. Like you're able to, like you do some fancy Millennium Falcon shit and you're like flying around, like moving back over yourself and you
into some canyons and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I mean, yeah, I'll give you that. You're able to lose your tail. So you feel
just like Beggar's Canyon back home.
Just like Beggar's Canyon back home. You feel
Can we have a few
confident.
TIE fighters please crash into large rocks?
Yeah, so you go sideways to go through the rocks, and these fighter doesn't think to do that, and they do, and they're like, pfft, and they just explode.
That's amazing.
All right, so yeah, all right, great. With a solid success and advantage, you're able to lose a tail, and you feel reasonably confident. If I'm going to ask for another check, but you feel reasonably confident you could fly back to the base and you don't think you were tailed.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Wow, amazing.
Let's go.
All right, give me a deception check to maybe you want to try to like suggest somehow if your angle of attack or something that you're heading out of the planet and going to make the jump to light speed, but maybe you don't ever exit the stratosphere and you kind of work your way back. All right. So let's do
keep our distance, but don't look like we're trying to keep our distance.
Fly casual.
My cash.
So let me have
enough. Do I have to do that?
Unless we use a destiny point to say that the moon is next to the planet.
I mean, this is a definite destiny point roll.
Sure. I can assist the deception.
I've got one yellow, one
piloting green. Check for Skid and take a boost die for Troy's deception. So he's going to
do it like this. Fly deceptively. Okay,
can I add one too?
Sure.
They say you can add multiple boost dice with multiple assists, and I'm trained in deception, and I've got a rank in it and everything.
Okay,
so I think
great.
It's,
so take
I think
two
it's
boosts.
Worth it.
Good.
What is the normal difficulty still?
This is going to be hard. But I mean, you have destiny points available if you want to upgrade any of your green dice.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to upgrade one with a destiny point. All
right. Come on, Skid. Just lie about the roll.
Okay.
Come on!
Wow.
We can't lead him back to the base, Skid.
It's one of your primary
That is
objectives.
Actually, that is a failure.
Oh my god.
Oh, wait. No. No, that's a failure.
Sorry. Oh.
Oh,
you rolled 2 boosts on that, Skid?
I did.
There are 2 blank sides on these fucking boost dice.
I know. Yeah. I got 1 blank and 1 with an advantage.
Boba Fett was following us!
So fail with an advantage or fail with threat?
All cancels out.
Okay, so just
oh, wait, no. Wait, no, there's 2. One advantage.
Okay, fail with an advantage. All right. Yeah. So you're reasonably confident that you are not followed. However, you also feel reasonably confident that your ruse to suggest like you went off world was not believed.
Okay.
We gotta blow the ship up.
And CLA, you navigate the ship back to the skiff back to it's not a skiff it's a I don't know it's a yacht it's like a pleasure yacht it was he was coming undercover, you navigate it back to Whisper Base, and you bring, you dock it down in the docking bay, and the like the ceiling covers like the basketball court at Xavier's mansion, and and you get off. You made it out. You have your intelligence officer, and he immediately rushes to the SIG interray. He wants to start digging through all of this data and to see what he—that's his specialty. He's actually a comm specialist, so he was sent to help you.
Oh, okay.
Manage the SIG interray and also work through all of the stuff you were receiving.
Well, he was dressed a little too cool for that. I thought he looked like a pilot.
The way he talked too was real.
Yeah, you said he had like a brown, like open flak jacket and like cool pants. Cool, like, this dude knows how to fly a ship.
Sounded like a master code breaker.
I saluted him.
I saluted him. I mean, he is a rebel intelligence officer. He's like,
it's probably cool. He's probably got some kind of cool, scruffy British DJ thing.
Tuar greets you when you get off the ship. If I had scent receptors, I would notice that you smelled like crap. Welcome back. I expected most of you to die. Who is this? May I kill him?
This is Dalgo.
He's a master Jedi.
Hello, Dalgo.
He's a master Jedi.
He's a Jedi codebreaker.
He's going to train all of us in the ways of the Force.
Dalgo has sent his one true savior.
Dalgo.
All right, you have successfully rescued the rebel officer, from the rebel intelligence officer they sent to assist you. However, tomorrow, the Imperial officer is on Admiral Corlin's staff, but on Moff Dardano's payroll, will be arriving with the resupply run. Last you heard, they didn't really buy the story that everyone on the base was infected with flu.
The shit flu or whatever it's called.
No, that's flu shit. Nobody shower.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Just walk outside. It's everywhere.
The Wookiee's just going to roll over everything like a dog.
And then, of course, you also have the increasing threat of Moff Dardano's eventual discovery of this that you've taken the base and his assault. But that will have to be a story for another time.
Tomorrow, yes. Actually. We're playing tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We're just going to keep playing.
You said tomorrow.
Just say it's for charity or some shit.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you guys for playing. Thanks for doing an extra round
on
this.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. This was awesome. Thank you, Naish, for hanging out live and for helping with the rules. You guys were awesome.
With the rules. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you so much. And yeah, hopefully we get back to this game soon. It'd be great. Until next time.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the Naish by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
Look, we all know there are a lot of celebrity interview podcasts out there, but there's only one Happy, Sad, Confused. I'm Josh Horowitz, and yeah, I'm the host of the show, so I'm a little biased, but truly Happy, Sad, Confused is the place for nerdy and intimate conversations with all your favorite actors and filmmakers. From Andrew Garfield and Scarlett Johansson to Christopher Nolan and Quentin Tarantino. For over 10 years and over 700 episodes, Happy, Sad, Confused has broken movie and TV news every single week. That's because I ask all the questions I want to know, and more importantly, you want to know. Casting what-ifs, backstage stories, acting pet peeves, and much more. So whether you're into superheroes, prestige TV, or just the coolest actors and directors alive, you're going to learn something in every episode. Listen to Happy, Sad, Confused on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.